Now the cattle prod seems to be working, and it's time for another day page. Gus Mason is ripping it up again in Studio 2A. He's been DJing all morning, playing some great tunes for your head on our audio digital bitstream at radio.infoweb.net. And yes, it's Tuesday, and time for my infinite battle with time, where each day I come into the studio and give you a slice of the day. Today we'll be serving up a slice of some artificial things. It's like a disease that can't be cured in the meantime. The old stories crept back into the news today. Looking at the Washington Post, just purchased by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, we see familiar stories. Al-Qaeda leader Zawahiri is said to have ordered a terrorist attack. Intercepted communications led to a travel alert. Embassy closures and Americans told to leave Yemen. But as we mentioned yesterday, that could be just a way to excuse all the snooping by the NSA and say, see, we really need to snoop all of your phone calls and all of your internet activity. Speaking of snooping and terrorism, or alleged terrorism, it's really what it is, because at this point it is only alleged terrorism. In the familiar news stories department, a drone kills four alleged Al-Qaeda members in Yemen. We really know how to make friends, don't we? Well, Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, and also in the famous founder department, scientists say that cultured meat could help feed the planet and help solve environmental problems. A 5-ounce patty, burger patty, which cost more than $330,000 to produce and was paid for by Google co-founder Sergey Brin, arrived under a silver dome and was promptly put into a pan to sizzle with a dab of butter and a splash of sunflower oil. The smells that drifted off toward the audience, a few invited journalists and scientists, were subtle but unmistakably meaty. Next came the tasting. Only two people were allowed to have a bite of the test tube burger. Both said the burger tasted almost like a conventional one. No one spat out the meat, no one cringed. Rutzler gave the chef an appreciative nod. It's close to meat, but not as juicy, she said. I was expecting the texture to be more soft. The surface was surprisingly crunchy, she added. I would have said it if it was disgusting, and added that it tasted like an animal protein cake. Well, speaking of diseases, as we did at the start of this day page, I'm reminded of a science fiction story that involved a thing called Chicken Little. It was a living, large, cancerous blob of chicken meat, the size of a giant building, and it was feeding the world. Just the right kind of cancer to make all those chicken cells multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply, and then you slice them off, and you got yourself a chicken patty. Chicken Little or the burger? Which shall it be? Which shall it be? Well, that's day page for today. I'm Rex Latchford. Love that street coffee. And from New York, that's day page. See you tomorrow for another turn of the day page.